you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it.
Or any menstruating person in this country cannot make decisions over their own body.
Even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state. It is now my distinct honor to introduce the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, John Roberts, to administer the presidential oath to the next President of the United States, Joseph R. Biden.
Significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs. The kid used to come up and reach in and pull and brought my leg down.
You got more questions, I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You've been patient. Your patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Patriots, isn't that great? President Trump is our Superman. He is Superman. He said he was Batman, but he's also Superman, isn't he? Happy Trump Day. And he's going to reverse it all. We're going to make America great again. We're going to make America wealthy again. We're going to make America healthy again. It's going to be amazing. Hey, guys, if you can hear me, just give me the thumbs up and say, hey, and everything's okay. I don't know why. Every time he says, I love you, I burst into tears. I never had a president love me before. It's a beautiful thing. You're awesome. I'm glad you're here, whoever's here. So this is, we have a family reunion on every year about this time. And so, I need to do the video tonight. So I thought, well, might as well do a live instead of just posting one, because I really enjoy you guys being on here and live. So that's what we're doing. I have been doing research, as I always do, and I wanted to share some really cool things. I thought this was a great video. If you're new here, though, this is the Freedom Force Battalion, and my website is on freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Tons of resources over there. We look at how this is biblical. It's a very good news. My girlfriend, Cynthia, said that she had been told, you know, she was so worried. She would always hear all this new research, and it was freaking her out. And so somebody said, go listen to Melly, and you'll feel better. And she tells how this is biblical. And so ever since, she's been so happy now that she understands what's going on biblically. It's really great news. So we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. And so I've actually decoded Revelation, the book of Revelation. That sounds extremely prideful to say that, but it's true. Now I know what it means. All these years I didn't know what it means, and now I never found anybody who did, and so yes, the Lord helped me to decode it, and it's in these books. The one I generally talk about, the bestseller, is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So it's we've been going through, and we put our 12th installment of our study, our small group study guide, and so we did that today about the trumps, about the trumpets, and so the 7 trumpet blasts, and so it's really, really cool. It was fun, and every time we get to the end of those, we were like, that makes so much sense now. So yeah, it's actually over here on videos categories. You can look right there and find, just look small group up, and you can watch the first 11, and we'll be posting the 12th one soon. So yeah, and also I'm going to talk a little bit about major clues from minor prophets. I'm going to talk about Joel, about blood moons and solar eclipses, and that this would happen a lot before the great and awesome day of the Lord. And also, this is biblical. All these Bible stories you've always heard all your life, they were a roadmap for us. The Lord told us through all these stories, like we're bringing the walls of Jericho down, which is the cannibals. The Canaanites were cannibals. They didn't tell us that in Sunday school. But anyway, I'm going to tell you. If you would do me a giant favor, everyone go like, share, and subscribe. If you're not subscribed, please share. Please do that. Please, we're on actually on X right now. We're on Facebook right now, streaming. So make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Por favor. I really appreciate it. And because my goal right here is to get this wonderful truth out, the good news of the kingdom. This is the charge that the Lord gave to all of us. And that's what we love to do. And I'll go ahead and tell you, we actually are working on creating, my book is now in, two of them, I think, are in Spanish. Because we have so many Spanish speakers, we need to reach them to help them understand. Many of them are citizens. They need to understand what is really going on, so they don't fall into the trap of the narrative that we've all fallen into, the fake news. And so this is why we've created a channel. I'm going to be rolling it out real soon. That's one of the things that we've been working on, as well as the audiobook. Actually, you can get the audiobook for it here, right here. We're working on the Spanish audiobook so that we can help people to understand and join the Trump bandwagon. All right, so let's jump in and talk about our wonderful former president, Abraham Lincoln. He's in the post, and it's very important to piece that together, to really understand what his role was. And so I want to share this with you super quick. President Lincoln found the power he needed to deal with the rebellion of the Commander-in-Chief Clause of the Constitution. In the clause of Section 2, requiring him that the laws would be faithfully executed, and in his presidential oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, he did not want the U.S. to fail under his presidency. Of course, he couldn't do anything after they executed him, assassinated him. Bless his heart. He fought so hard. Same thing with JFK. What's very, very striking and amazing and biblical is that they can harm a hair on President Trump's beautiful golden head, on his beautiful, his whole pretty golden mane. I don't think they can hurt him. I'm sure they've tried. But Abraham Lincoln said, this is what I have to do to save the Republic. And this is what he did. Based on these powers, he called out the militia, authorized increases in the size of the regular army and the navy. He expended funds for the military purchases. He deployed military forces. He blockaded southern ports. He suspended the writ of habeas corpus in certain areas. He authorized arbitrary arrests and impaneled military tribunals to try civilians in occupied or contested areas. And later he authorized the conscription and issued the Emancipation Proclamation. So that's how he saved the Republic. Back in the day. Of course, we know what they did with the Act of 1871 and all of that. The reason I'm bringing this up is because the other day, and I posted this on the social media. If you're not familiar with our social media, it's a stream of consciousness. I find all kinds of good stuff and we share it right here. There's all of our social media right here under social, right there. You join with us on all of those. And so the other day, we're seeing that President Trump did a video with Abraham Lincoln. It was a fake. Both of them, obviously. And so he was saying that Lincoln was low energy. So it was really funny and cute. But he was trying to get Abraham Lincoln to post a tweet. But he was doing the Gettysburg Address as a tweet. So that low energy. The point is, we've been waiting on the president to say, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us, on Twitter as a tweet. And I find that very interesting that he's having a video that Dan Scavino posts that has Abraham Lincoln in it. Really, very, lots of comms there. So, we're just continuing to trust the plan. I'm going to read to you some of these posts that I think that you'll really, really like connecting these dots. So this is what likely, President Trump will do the same thing. He has a lot of powers at his disposal. And don't ever forget this one major post. He says that they would never relinquish power back to these criminals ever again. So something else is going on and has been going on for the past 4 years. Yes, all of this has been used to show what they would do to open the borders and to try to destroy our country, our finances, and all that. Clearly, this is, they're continuing on with their track, and it's going to be a matter of time. We just actually talked about this today in the Trumps, it says there was an hour, a day, a year, exactly when this would happen, when this exact, you know, the bringing down of this cabal. We've been waiting thousands of years. We can wait another couple of months, right? So this is the exact moment when the Lord will do it. You know, yes, trust the plan, but ultimately it's the Lord's plan, right? This is God's plan. Very good. So I wanted you to see that. I thought that was really, really cool to see the, you know, connection between what, you know, President Trump is likely doing, very much like what Abraham Lincoln did. And he will do, calling out the militia. Okay. So the other thing is that, you know, military is the only way. The military is the only way. These people will not acquiesce. They will not relent. We know that. And so they will lie, they will cheat, they will steal, they will break every rule. They don't care a bit about the Constitution because this is the end for them. That's the whole point of my book, End Times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. So I wanted you to see that. He posted that. Next thing I want you to see is this terrible, terrible debt clock. Don't worry. For those of you who are new, those of you who are old, well, either way, we remember that the Lord promised in Habakkuk chapter 2, he says, well, in Proverbs, he says, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, right? We know that. And we also know from Habakkuk 2, he says that the debtors will take action and take all they have while they stand trembling and helpless. If you haven't seen my videos on that, just search and see Habakkuk and you'll see that. But all that they've put us in debt, they're actually holding the debt because President Trump flipped it. So now the Treasury is above the Federal Reserve. And so they actually are the ones holding the debt. All right. So that's, they, you know, there's no getting out of it. And they realize that it's game, set, match. It really is. It is a checkmate for sure. So I wanted you to see this, this chart, and not so much to look at how horrifying it is. I mean, as long as you think of it as that, this is the debt that they are under. This is their debt. Then you aren't, then you're not worried about it at all. You know, just like, okay, this is all on them. And yes, it is affecting our economy grotesquely right now. We know that. But just hang on tight. All right, so then the thing I want you to mainly see is this secret window. Okay, the secret window. When you click right here, you see over on the top right? You might not have seen that. And it says open. So come open this, and there's a little surprise in here. As soon as you do, it takes you over to this X account for the U.S. Debt Clock _org. So that might be something fun for you to do if you're on Twitter. See if you possibly can get back on Twitter. I've been able to finally get back on. It's been an interesting challenge, but I'm on my old, I don't have my old account back, but I have an account. And so it's and I don't ever share, well, actually on that one, I do share that link. It is x.com/ Melissa Redpill. Melissa Redpill. So definitely go and join with that. So we can, you know, that's really a big digital battlefield. And I'll tell you one thing. I am so glad that, you know, this cesspool that it was, remember what it was before Elon took over? It was a cesspool of child pornography and trafficking. And it was controlled by the CIA that was censoring all of us. And now he's, to be honest, Elon is red-pilling the world. He's got, 15 million people that follow, I don't even know how many people follow him. And there's a lot of shares that are really not people who are actually on his account. I'm sure you've seen a lot of Elon posts that are not even, that you maybe didn't see it on X. You saw it somewhere else. So he's reaching a lot of people. Oh, anyway, so I want you to say, this is what they said, this silver warrior. I want you guys to think about this. This guy has a really great video. I want to play this for you because I thought this was really good to see about the silver, because we know that that gold will destroy Fed, and that, you know, some people think that's the Federal Reserve, and yes, I agree, because every currency will be backed by a hard asset, whether it's gold or silver. But there's also something else that FED stands for, something else, basically more of their control construct over us. So anyway, I just wanted you to see this and this video that this guy created. I thought it was really good. Check it out.
in shiny armor, holding up the USA Treasury shield that just sliced up the Federal Reserve, exposing their pyramid scheme.
You see that? Who's our knight in shining armor? Superman, President Trump, right? And so this is the U.S. Treasury, and it's slicing up this pyramid scheme of the Federal Reserve. Where's the funny money? The fiat funny money. Pretty cool. I like that. I like it.
Leaving them black. Now let's check out these decodes of this image. And we're going to start with the USA flag in the background. Shout out to Join Me on the Moon with her post as the USA flag is hung backwards. As it is supposed to be hung this way, but if it's hung the other way around, then it could be a sign of distress. And anybody that lives in the United States can definitely vouch and say that our country is definitely at times of distress. But don't lose faith, because when you least expect it, we're going to have a knight in shiny armor appear. And who could the knight in shiny armor be? Maybe JFK? Shout out to Patty for this one, as Kennedy was a member of the Knight Bunker Hill Council 62, and he was still recognized and honored as most distinguished member of the Knights of Columbus. And he was a knight, all right, Executive Order 1110.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
This is the last president to stand up to the Fed. You must see. On June 4, 1963, President Kennedy signed Executive Order 11110. This executive order empowered the U.S. Treasury to issue real money without the Fed. It would have worked. Kennedy's plan to dismantle the Federal Reserve machine had begun. 6 months later, John F. Kennedy went to Dallas and never returned.
No way. No way they could do that.
The new president, Lyndon Johnson, threw out Kennedy's order. And since JFK, no president has dared confront the secret powers behind the Federal Reserve. They consolidate bigger and bigger banks, print more and more money, accountable to no one, decimating our nation's wealth for the benefit of a few.
Why? Why do this? If they hurt us, it hurts the global bankers too.
No, they are protected. They are too big.
Okay, so this the guy who's going to speak, he doesn't understand what he means by too big to fail. We know that is from, that is direct quote from Bush Jr., right? And he, because when there was a crash of the stock market, which I'm sure they had orchestrated back in the day, and we were not awake at the time, at least I wasn't, you know, we ended up with our tax dollars bailing out these bankers who are, you know, extremely wealthy. So that's what it has been, but no more, you know, with under President Trump. Now, this is what he's going to do. They know that when he put the Federal Reserve under the Treasury, that he's going to do the same thing that John F. Kennedy did, but he didn't do it in his first term. He didn't do it in his first term. Why is that? Because we weren't ready. We weren't ready. The people were not ready. And so now, because of, I just read something today, like all these youth don't have, you know, any income, zero income. They just cannot find work, gainful employment at all. And it's awful. It's awful. And this is because of them. And they don't have to be convinced that Biden has wrecked the economy. They all know very well that they are, you know, they'll not be able to survive if Biden continues. So yes, it's also the Gaza, but it's also because they know that it's his fault. You can say Trump did it all day long, but they know their pocketbooks say otherwise. So anyway, I wanted you to see that. So he's going to say too big to fail. Well, they will fail and they will be left. Say it with me, you guys. What if I could tell us? They'll be left trembling and helpless. This is the promise of the Lord. Read it for yourself in Habakkuk 2. That's why I decoded it. I really didn't even have to decode it hardly. It was so simple. The major clues from minor prophets, they told us about a day when we would wake up and we would recognize who these criminals are, and that we would rise up to fight back against them. And that's really what the book of Revelation is about, too, that we, this great revelation, the trumpets are blasting out, the angels were telling us who's doing all this mayhem in the world, and they would send out these liars. The fifth angel, the first trumpet is like, they're sending out these liars from the pits of hell, literally, and from Abaddon and Apollyon to deceive the people and confuse us. And then the great patriots would come in and destroy them. It says 200 million. I think that's probably the number of all of us patriots worldwide. Sounds like a big number, but it's a really small percentage of humanity. Anyway, so it's really cool. I think you'll really enjoy it. If you haven't seen the Wonderful Truth About End Times, it's really good news, right, everybody? It's very, very fun to know. All right, so I want you to see, that's something else. All right, so I want to show you the rest of his video.
But you're saying that the Federal Reserve, that pretty much lost control of inflation, is too big to fail? Nah.
Best investment in the world today. I'm not kidding you. Better than real estate, better than oil, better than gas, is silver.
All right.
Because I'm giving you early warning, this is going down.
The Federal Reserve.
When this goes down,
fiat currency
goes down with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So if you want to get rich, get silver today.
And from all my research, silver is one of the most suppressed assets that we have in our world. With gold and silver being God's form of money, back in ancient Egypt, the ratio to gold and silver was 1 ounce of gold to 15 ounces of silver.
Okay.
And in the Roman Empire, it was a range of a ratio of 1 ounce of gold to 12.5 or 14 ounces of silver. This is how off we are right now. The ratio from gold to silver is 1 ounce of gold to 90 ounces of silver.
1 to 90. Even in the Roman Empire, it was like, what did he say, 15? One ounce of gold. Imagine a gold coin, and you'd have 15 coins of silver. They would be equivalent. Now it takes 90. So we're way, way off. It's extremely suppressed. Okay, so that's what he's saying. So if you have silver, and I love this because it's the people's coin. You know, because a lot of people can't afford a gold coin, but you can afford, most people can afford a silver coin. It's at $26. I think it's just recently gone up to $27, $28. And I like, you know, people have said, oh, sell gold, whatever, on your channel. And I have never done that, because what I really like to, for you to do is go to your local coin dealer. That's what I do. I go to a local coin dealer. When I have some money, I want to buy some coins, I go to my local coin dealer, because I know that if something happens and I need to turn that into some, whatever is the currency, to, you know, because you can't just take a chunk of a coin, a silver coin, and they don't trade that at the grocery store. So, you know, I know I can go over to him and trade it. And I don't like to have it on paper, because that's just more fake money. I want the real deal, okay? So that's my opinion. That's what I think.
And what's even more astonishing is that for every 1 ounce of physical silver, there is 395 paper contracts on that silver. You cannot convince me that we will not have a silver squeeze. But this makes perfect sense, as silver has been on a move for the past couple of days. It broke over the $26 marker and smashing its way to $27. And it's coming for $28 next. And I've been saying this for a while now. Diversification is key in this game, especially if you understand the history of money and how silver plays a massive role in all of it. And they will shortly realize that the endless amount of money that they've printed throughout the past few years does not result or calculate in the true price of silver at the moment in time. And we're going to go back to God money. And when we do, we're going to finally be able to expose the Federal Reserve vault, ultimately unplugging from the system. The reset is already in motion. Silver is already trading higher in China. Almost $30 an ounce. This is why it's so important to know what you hold.
All right. I want you to see that. And I you know, definitely go and follow that usdebtclock.org, you know, and just watch it from time to time, and I'll, you know, I'll do the same. And so you guys can always put something in the comments on our social media, and you know, hopefully I or someone on my team, Millie, will find it and show it to me. Okay, so next, I found this. Thank you for these great patriots who share this information. The UK informs Netanyahu that they are preparing to publicly declare Israel in violation of international law. How about that? How about that? You know, the UK has been bolstering them and, you know, saying, oh, we've got to support them because they've got to do what they've got, you know, whatever they need to do to protect their people. The problem is so many people understand the history of what's happened. I've talked about this on various videos that they went in after the Balfour Declaration, and they just started gobbling up more and more and more land. And the Balfour Declaration said they were not allowed to do that. They have reduced the people, the Palestinians, to just a little postage stamp to live on. And there's so much death and destruction. I can't even get into it. It's awful. It's awful. And so this is gigantic for the UK to do that. They say they're going to publicly declare them. Okay, so this is what so many people have gone to the international court and said, these people are this. They've gone. They're breaking the laws of humanity. Okay, so that's a huge step for UK to say it, because they've been supporting them. I think that when all these Biden and what's his name? I can't remember his name, but the Prime Minister of England, when their numbers are tanking, then that's one of the reasons they're coming out with this. I don't know. It may be that they're just under control and they have to say this. It's so hard to know what's going on behind the scenes. We did get a little thing I'm going to show you here in a minute of something that we did find out about something that went on behind the scenes. You know, you just get to see what they're announcing, but yeah, this whole thing has just been a debacle, and it's been a huge, huge wake up, and it's been, you know, saving Israel for last, because this truth is, it's the toughest one. And this is the one that will just break everything open. I believe, don't you guys think? Yeah. So I think this is going to be a gigantic wake up call. This is the post. I think it's 1332, and President Trump just posted something at 1:32, which is military time, 1332. We are saving Israel for last, very specific reason, not mentioned a single time. And this is where I hope and pray so many of the patriots will wake up and think for themselves and not be led around by the nose by the mainstream media, because they are all completely lockstep with the Zionists, and will say whatever they're told. And the congressmen are completely controlled. I'm talking about senators, all of them, not every one of them. There are a few, but so many, I don't know, very, very few actually speak out the truth about this. So it's been very complex to watch all of this, and it's eventually everyone's going to realize that this was we were highly controlled by this narrative, and this is what's been on the board. If you go back and look at, this is the website, I'm not going to say it, but that website right there, I didn't mean to do that. All right, this website right here, Q whatever, look at that. That website right there, if you look and just go through, it's 3,000 posts, but if you go through, you will see, and I will say it's very interesting that this website is still up after all the mayhem, all the talking bad about them. This website has been up the entire time, never been taken down. That's pretty amazing. Anyway, so yeah, you'll see a lot of truth that was being posted back in the day. Yeah, that's why they hate this website. They hate anyone who speaks out about any of these things, any of these posts, because they don't want to lend any credibility to this at all. Okay, so yeah, I'm just praying for the people who are just just a terrible situation that's going on. Imagine if you were a Palestinian, and it's just the most horrifying thing that's happened to them. You know, it's just horrible. So I'm just hoping that this is soon going to be a breakthrough for them. Let's just continue to pray for them. It's a big, big problem. All right, so this was another post that came out. This was this is the 1332. Let's see. But it's that actually, this is the 1332 that President Trump said. It says here, I'm going to read this to you. And I think that this was posted way back in May of 2018. But I want you to listen to the words because, you know, it's something big is coming. Something big, some big disclosure is coming. And it's going to rock the world. What you're about to learn should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control, freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. Okay, did you catch that? It will demonstrate that something's going to become public. That will demonstrate the criminal and corrupt abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. Okay, so we already know a lot about this. I wonder if there's more. And either way, their criminal activity, not only with, for example, congressmen, but also with countries all over the world, the puppet leaders in countries all over the world, that's going to be widely known. Right now, there's still not enough knowledge of the criminal activities that they did. But one day, you know, he'll be wishing to go back to Kenya saying he's got Kenyan citizenship. Remember that post? So the snowball has begun rolling. There's no stopping it now. So all of these things are moving forward. And I think that's why he's posting this 1332, just reminding us that's not, you know, everything has meaning. There's no doubt that you know, he's giving us a signal that all of this is continuing and going, you know, as planned. Stay the course, trust the plan. Again, I say trust the Trump and White Hat's plan, but trust the Lord's plan, right? Because he's the one over all of it. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. And so just, you know, buckle up. I know y'all been buckled for a long time. Whatever happens, just, and there may be something that happens. I wouldn't doubt it that they pull some shenanigan on this Monday for the eclipse. No telling what they'll do. Just trust the plan. Okay? So don't let any of this worry you. Don't let any of this, you know, bother you. Just completely trust the Lord and trust the plan. He said there's no stopping it now. And just know that if they were able to stop this movement, they would have long ago. And they can't. They cannot stop Trump. They are panicking. They're panicking. All right. So the next thing is this really cool post from Cowboy W2B2. And so there's this thing called the Q clock. And so it starts up, you know, on the inside. It goes round and round and round and round and round all the way. And look where we are. We're like way out on the outer, almost to the outer rim. So what's going to happen, you know, at that? So it's got the 11, if you notice this line right here, the 11-11 is the same as the 4-8. It's on the same line right there, radius or whatever. It's the same one right there, 4-8. So we will see what happens if it's a big disclosure, if they pull something. I wanted just to remind you that way back in the day when there was the first, remember the X that's going to be across America, there was the one X that came back in 2017. It was August 2017. And then a month later was when there was a sign of the Son of Man. If you're not familiar with that, this is the sign of the Son of Man. If you scroll on my main page, freedomforce.live, and you scroll down a little bit, you will see this beautiful sign that was delineated in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. And this sign exactly occurred September 23rd, 2017, 1 month after that solar eclipse. I'm going to read to you in Joel where it says there'll be lots of signs in the heavens. It's been flashing lights. So this is the beautiful sign of the Son of Man, also called the woman in labor 18 times in the Old Testament. And so she's in labor. We're in birth pains to give birth to this kingdom on earth. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It says in Revelation 12, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. So this is what happened exactly September 23rd. But it actually began on the day President Trump was elected, because that was the day Jupiter Melchizedek, the king star, entered into her womb and was there for 42 weeks, which is a gestation period. So very amazing day we're living in. Very, very, very fortunate, very blessed to live in this day. All right, so I want you to see that these signs that the Lord put for us in the heavens are, it's all going according to plan. You've got on the solar eclipse, August 2017, and then the sign of the Son of Man, this right here, on September 2017, and then we started getting the posts from the 17th letter of the alphabet a month later. The reason I'm saying this is because many times what I've noticed is that you only can see what happened, not specifically on that, what the Lord is doing, not specifically on that particular day. You will see it maybe a month later. Just like we saw when, you know, like I said, when we saw the sign of the Son of Man, and then a month later, we started to see the posts. And we're like, okay, what, something's going to happen. What is it? Well, who knew that the posts were going to rock the world? So much that, I mean, they have gone overboard to try to stop the posts, and they have not been able to. And we're still going according to this plan. Okay. So if something happens specifically on Monday, the day of this solar eclipse, likely, I mean, unless it's going to be, you know, the military is called out, maybe. I don't expect that to happen. But if that happens, I'm ready. I'm great with that. Whatever the President Trump does. But more than likely, if something does happen, it'll be a cabal, false flag, something that they're blaming on someone else that we can clearly see through. Just like we've seen through, and I'm going to talk about it in a second, about all this evil stuff happening, you know, with these earthquakes, which we'll talk about. But anyway, I want you to see that. All right, so the other thing I want you to see is just this plus, plus, plus. This is one of the posts, plus, plus, plus. Just, they're just giving us a little nod where everything's going according to plan. This was a post back of November 6, 2017. It looks just like that, right? Plus, plus, plus. This is the one I was going to show you about Tony Schaefer. Bill Barr blocked the fraudulent election investigations. Okay, Cheryl, catch that. Remove that for YouTube. But I'm telling you guys this because y'all in Rumble, I can say what I please. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer was told to stand down. Imagine, he was a private citizen at that point. He was told to stand down by the Attorney General's underling, by Bill Barr, Attorney General himself, called Tony Schaefer. Check it out. This is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. Check it out.
It is dishonest. I believe that there were mass ballot fraud occurred. Look, I investigated this. I found one guy who moved a vehicle of 162,000 curated ballots from Bethpage, New York, to Central Pennsylvania. By the way, a guy named Bill Barr called me and said, oh, you need to give that investigation up. You need to turn it over to the FBI. Once the FBI got it, we never heard anything again. Just saying.
Right. Sounds familiar, right?
Just saying.
sounds like a motif in your career.
When's the last time you ever had Bill Barr, the Attorney General, calling a private citizen saying, oh, you need to stop? Think about that for a second. I talked to Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia, about that. I said, Ken, I said, just two weeks ago, I was like, have you ever heard of the Attorney General of the United States calling a private citizen saying, you need to give this up? Think about that. The Attorney General
himself. Did you feel threatened?
Not a staff member, not a FBI agent, the Attorney General himself.
Wow.
Think about it.
That's crazy. I want you to see that. Right, straight from Tony Schaefer's mouth. I saw it, and I was like, is this really, truly what happened? And it is, right from his mouth. Bill Barr called him, told him to not do a word. You know, he didn't say, well, this is not true. He just said, shut up about it. It's like the mob, right? Oh, someone said, make sure to go and like and share over here. Make sure to like you guys. I would really appreciate it. So this is really very helpful that people are seeing all this information. I really am so glad that you guys are doing that. So thank you for helping to share this great news. Check this out. This is about what the earthquake that happened. And of course, yeah, this is a very odd event, but it was, it went viral about, this earthquake in New York City. I don't know if an earthquake happened somewhere else, if it would be viral. It's just, we're so controlled. The news cycle is so controlled by what happens in New York City. I'm just saying. But this girl says this has been very effective. She's talking about direct energy weapons have been very effective. They're not going anywhere. This works. And so they're going to continue. Check it out.
Weapons. It's not going anywhere. Look how effective it's been. It's next generation weaponry. And unfortunately, it's been refined on some of us and we're the test.
Yeah. This is supposedly some kind of FBI agent, former FBI agent, whatever. That's not her hair. Y'all think that's her hair? I don't think so. She's in a disguise. Somehow, I don't know. She may have more than just hair on, so as a disguise. But yeah, so she's saying that this is, they're really talking about the Havana syndrome, but it's more than that. I believe they can do all this funny business. What happened in Taiwan? What happened in Turkey? Remember how those buildings just collapsing just after they had been coming out about against Israel? And they were just basically told that if you say anything out of line, we will level your country. Basically, is what they're saying. They're doing it, not just talking about it. They're doing it. So yeah, I'm going to play a little bit about this harp. There's a video that I watched, and not that I'm crazy about this. I do like the RT channel, and I'll tell you what, even Telegram cannot play RT. So I think you can go to RT.com and watch it. But this guy was on RT, and they're talking about HAARP. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I wanted you to hear, though, a little bit about it. And he's talking about how they've got this technology that even Maduro said in 2010 that they were doing this. That's what happened to cause the earthquakes in Haiti. And Maduro said this. And now I think he's basically saying the same thing is happening in New York City. No telling what they're going to pull. No telling. Check it out.
Use this earthquake weapon so that it could get a hold of gold that's in Haiti, oil that's in Haiti, or just to build military bases in Haiti.
And
it's an excuse to put the military in.
It's not just conspiracy theorists. I know you study a lot of conspiracy theorists, but we're also talking about Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Now, it's no secret that America isn't exactly number one on his list of favorite countries, but he's saying the earthquake is a result of tectonic weapons. What have you heard about this?
I've heard a lot of talk about tectonic weapons. And again, theoretically, it's possible that tectonic weapons can be made someday. They may even look something like HAARP. But I believe that it's actually Vladimir Acosta in Venezuela that's been saying this. I think it's very much in the realm of propaganda right now. There's no practical, there's no concrete evidence that this is what's happened.
Well, whether we have evidence of it or not, I have a feeling they've got technology. And we've been led to believe this from the board. They have technology that is outrageous. Yeah. So, but still, they can only go so far. First of all, because patriots are in control. Second of all, because the Lord is in control. And this is a plan he's been working toward for literally millennia. We're living in the day when we're seeing his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're seeing the end of them. That's the whole thing we're watching, we're witnessing. So but the great thing for us, we're talking about this in the chapter 10 of the book, number 12, we were talking about how the Lord has sealed us, that we are sealed. And what does that mean? He is speaking to you and guiding you so that you know what you should do to protect yourself. And you may not hear his voice specifically, but somehow you heard a trumpet blast that woke you up to research. And so everything that you learn, everything that we learn, we're realizing, and we're not falling victim to the lies, right? And we're not under their thumb anymore. And that's what they can't stand. They can't stand that at all. So yeah, and we're also looking at how we can protect our families. If you haven't seen, I really encourage you to go right here and look at all my links right here. I do this smoothie every day. Drink with these green smoothies every day. Every day. I love them. And actually, I started adding in protein powder back into my green smoothies. So do that every day to make sure that you get what you need for you to protect yourself. Okay. I really encourage you to do that. I also talk about how I was able to heal my heart. I mean, I didn't have a broken heart. If you guys are new, I was poisoned a year ago. I was poisoned. And I think Charlie was, Ward was poisoned too. I don't know. It's hard, you know, to have evidence and proof of it, but I was able to heal. And, you know, the cells that were there have been refreshed and renewed, and new cells in their place because of, first of all, eating healthy food, no processed food, okay? Please, please, please don't eat processed food. And cleanse your water. Every bit of water, test it. On here, on this one, this post right here, tips for improving your health, cleanse your water. Even the water you cook with. The less toxins, fewer toxins you put into your body, the fewer you have to get out, okay? And also this one right here, if you go right here on Melly's Health Links, that one right there, there's a $5 special on this right here, this Pure Body Extra. You can get it and just try it and see. It's very easy. All you do is spritz it in five times. I think the special is going off tomorrow, so go ahead and try it for $5, Pure Body Extra. It's actually, I'll go ahead and take you to it. But I'm really thankful. This is nano-sized particles. See, that's what happened with me. I was poisoned with nano-sized particles that I had literally, the doctor told me, I did go to regular doctors to find out what had happened to me. I had breathed this stuff in. I had literally breathed it in and it had crossed into my bloodstream. I didn't eat it. I breathed it in and it crossed the blood into the bloodstream. And so this is what you use to cleanse this out of your system. There are other things that I use, but that was like, you can read my whole story. I'm not going to go into it all right now. But the point is, this protects you on a normal basis, the nano-sized particles, okay, to remove those from your system. So I just wanted you to be aware that all these things, this explains zeolite. It's like a magnet to scoop this up all over your body. It's amazing. Very, very thankful. If you know someone who's bleeding, women who are just can't stop the menstrual cycle, this wonderful treatments right here, and just so over the counter. All this is over the counter, which, you know, trustworthy products. How to stop pain? You do not have to live in pain. How you can make sure that everything in your house is pure and not doesn't have any toxins in it. I just love that we are sharing all this truth together. That we're finding ways. The sodium chloride, I just really encourage people to do that because you've got to be very careful that the protocols are on there. I'm not a doctor, but just go on there. That's what I do to make sure that I don't have any more dizzy spells. And then here's the CBD I do every day too. This has helped, along with amino acids and serotonin. It's a serotonin inhibitor or whatever. It causes your body to make serotonin. It helps your nerves to start to act properly. So many of our problems are because of the toxins that are coating our nerves, and our nerves are not working properly. This is cinnamon. I just love this stuff. It tastes so good. But anyway, that's what I really highly recommend and President Trump thankfully restarted the CBD in our country. But all these things to protect your body against who knows what. Who knows what? I just, you know, and I, you know what I just was talking about yesterday, found out that some of the salad, some of the lettuce now has vaccines in it. Did y'all see my post about that? These people, they're too much. So on that, we need to get local, from our local produce, not from a big box, just from a local gardener, if you can find that. That's what I would recommend. All your fruits and vegetables from someone local and organic, without toxins put on it and without funny business happening to it to have vaccines put in. salad in lettuce. Can you imagine? All right, so that, I want you to see that. I just think that we may see more of these earthquakes. We may very well see more, and it will become obvious, I think, to people if that's what happens, that's what people are doing, that's what they're controlling it. And it's, he talks at the end about this is, you know, he's blaming. He says these people are trying to take the culpability away from God because it's an act of God. Well, it's not an act of the true and living God. It's an act of this false God. That's the truth, so that they can maintain power, and they can. If someone doesn't do as they're told, this is what happens. And this was a warning. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy time. We're going to get through this. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth. Yeah. And the Lord is not responsible. It is the evildoers. No doubt about it. Did you guys see this? This is Trump Virtues. He posted this. TomKlingenstein.com. He posted this about President Trump's virtues. Have you seen this? Tom Klingenstein. I'm going to read it, spell it out. Tom, KlingenStein.com. How awesome is that? Isn't that cool? So definitely check into that. And there's also thegivingtrump.com. My girlfriend Cynthia told me about this. Look at this. All these things that President Trump has done. He donates meals to hospitals during coronavirus crisis. You know, he donates a $100,000 paycheck to Department of Homeland Security. He always did his paycheck. We know that. He didn't keep his paycheck. He donates this paycheck to the alcoholism research. He donated $200,000 in foreign profits in 2018 to the U.S. Treasury. I mean, on and on and on. Just, you've never seen someone give like he does. Yeah, people need to see this. It's called thegivingtrump.com. Thegivingtrump.com. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is what we're going to at Mar-a-Lago. We're going on this next week. And I'm still going to have videos posting. But and actually, when we're there, I'm going to, as much as I possibly can, I've got to follow the rules, but I'm going to have the video out there so I can show you guys all of the Team Melly and us there at Mar-a-Lago, and maybe even a video of President Trump live. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to lose control. Y'all know me. It's going to be so fun. But this is from AmericaFirstGala.com. You can read about it if you want to. We got a table long ago, so we can hopefully sit, you know, up close and up at the front. And hopefully President Trump will be there. I feel like he will, because this is for veterans who are at risk of suicide. And so this is, I'm sure, very near and dear to his heart. So I'm excited to actually be there and to support our veterans. So that's what we're going to be doing this coming week. Finally, it's here. You know, it seems like it was going to be forever, but it's finally here. All right, so here, let's talk real super quick about the solar eclipse. You guys already know about it, that these were the two solar eclipses that have happened, one in 2017, the first one in 2017. You see right here, it was in the arm of Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Like, this is the arm of the Lord to destroy the evildoers coming to on this rampage. And this is what's biblically what we're seeing here is right then, as we talked about in 2017, right before, this is what I was saying, is a month before the sign of the Son of Man, and the month before, which is a month before the 17 posts, this was the solar eclipse. This is the beginning of the arm of the Lord, the line of the tribe of Judah, coming to expose these evildoers and to birth this kingdom, right? To birth the kingdom of Christ on earth. So now we have the second one. Now, there are other solar eclipses that have happened, but this one is the, this is an annular. So this is the solar eclipse that's happening on Monday. It is between, if I remember correctly, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I think it starts at 1 o'clock. It goes through 5 o'clock. I think it's the full eclipse is at 3 p.m. This is Central Standard Time. Okay. So go research it for yourself. Go back and look at my social media and you can see, but yeah, this is the one that I believe the sign is saying. This is when the cord that attaches us to Cetus the sea monster, the horrible sea monster, is being burned through. It's being cut. So the cord is cut. So we're no longer attached to the sea monster who's trying to drag us into the depths of the sea, into hell, basically. That's biblically what we're seeing. Each of the constellations has a biblical meaning. We know the lion is the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's very easy. But Pisces is the fish, as the Lord Jesus told us that we should be fishers of men. And that's what we've been doing for the past 2,000 years, is bringing people into the kingdom with going fishing for men and for believers. So this is, I love this, that we're no longer going to be attached to these evildoers and under their control. How cool is that? Who loves that? All right. So now, yes, thanks, moderator. Thank you. There was a bad guy. Thank you so much. I love it. Thank you. I love you guys so much. All right. So I'm going to read to you from Joel. As I was saying before, Joel 2 is one of my favorites, but it also has a big chunk of it talking about the signs in the heavens. Okay. I'm going to start at Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. He's pouring out his spirit on us. That's why you're awake. That's what he's doing. He's awakening us. He's helping us to piece this together. He's not only just for us to awaken and also to awaken us to fight. A lot of people are awakening and understand what's going on, but they're not chosen to be the fighters, right? And so that's what we are. Thank you so much again for liking and sharing, helping to when you see posts that I put out, that you share all that. I appreciate it. And so this is a way that we're able to get the job done together. It's beautiful. Who knew? Who would have imagined? I'm sure the prophets could not have imagined we would have this ability. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. This is true. We have been able to prophesy is another way about teaching, just explaining and understanding prophecy. And I've got to be honest, I never did understand the book of Revelation before. I didn't touch it. I didn't read it. I didn't, I read it, but I didn't really study it because I'm like, I don't get it. And the Lord didn't really guide me to do it until the day when he said, okay, girlfriend, sit down. It's time to know. And so this is the great thing is we're all learning something that we can share, whether it's about the medical, whether it's whatever it's about, that we are understanding riddles and mysteries that we've never been able to understand before. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women. Hello, men and women, a lot of women in this movement. I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. All right. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Dreadful for them. Yes, it's been dreadful that we've had to go through the COVID and all this. It has been, yes, we've had a lot of tribulation, no doubt. But the biggest dread is on them. Did you see James Woods put out that post? Did you guys see that? He posted today that about Shift. Shifty Shift. He posted that what is the penalty for treason? You'd think that didn't make Shifty Shift shaking his boots? This is what's happening, is these people realize it's not just judgment on earth, it's eternal judgment. They have been in league with the demons. And we were talking about this today, they can't even repent. Repentance is a gift of God. For if you're walking with the Lord, if you've turned your life to the Lord, that was a gift. That was a gift from him to draw you to himself, to connect with him. It's a huge, it's the biggest blessing there ever could be. It's a huge blessing. Did you hear President Trump say how much fun he had at church and how much he enjoyed church and how much he learned at church when he was a kid? It's a huge blessing. It's the biggest blessing. There's not even a word to describe the blessing, right? So thankful. Who's thankful? Yeah. So thankful that we are. Yeah. And whoever's saying they're not going to vote, yeah, you can not vote, but we are. The rest of us are. We're going to vote every day and twice on Sundays. We're going to vote like our hair's on fire. And anybody who doesn't vote has lost their mind, in my opinion. We're going to vote until we can't even think about voting anymore. All right. So we're going to get everybody in the world out to vote along with us and vote for Trump. Anyway, so this is what he said would happen, Joel chapter 2, that these signs would happen before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. That's us. We're the survivors. And if President Trump said not to vote, I wouldn't vote. If he said to vote, I'm going to vote. I trust him completely, and I'm going to do whatever he says. He gives us marching orders every day, whatever to post on. If you see, I post all of his Trump truths, and I'm going to just keep doing what I, Captain, every day. Don't y'all notice that whenever we're you know, there's a narrative, he posts something, even though it's on Truth Social, it just changes everybody, the narrative for everyone, with just one truth from him. It's amazing. All right. Yeah, so this is where if you want to get the book, any of the books, they're right there for $2.99 on Amazon. And you can learn about how to decode the truth about Revelation. They're $2.99. And you can get the paperback also. So basically just, the cost of the book. And as don't forget, when you go over to here, you can get the audiobooks here. Sometimes it's easier to hear me read it than aloud than for you to read it and by yourself, just to read it alone. All right. So is there anything else you guys have a question about? We're going to jump out of here. Yeah. I guess that's about everything I had to share with you today. Lots of great things. Don't let anything worry you. Don't let it worry you. I'll probably come on again on Monday because I'm going to be jetting out Tuesday. So I'll be coming on. I'll probably do more just from my phone and maybe not on Rumble. So if you're not following me over on social media, go and make sure that you follow right here on the social media, right here. Okay, all of these, and I'm in the way, as usual, right here on all these social media. All right, so mostly Truth, Telegram, Twitter, Getter, and the other ones we just couldn't keep up with as much. But yeah, for those, I think that's it. Y'all ready to pray? Y'all ready? All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are the King of the world and that you said your kingdom would come. To pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You seeded our thoughts that this is where we are headed for humanity, and we still got so sidetracked. But this is the wonderful truth of your word. Thank you that you're speaking to us. You're helping us to understand what to do and how to protect ourselves and how to protect our family and what to believe and what not to believe. And they can't even believe it. They're so mad. But thank you, Lord, that you have done that for us. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you. We were here and ready for you the moment you touched our minds and our hearts to awaken. And just, it's amazing. It's amazing what you have done. It says in your word that they will be freaking out saying that they found strength in the Lord their God. Yes, we have. We have found strength in you, that you have helped us to understand and to have courage and to fight back. Lord, I pray for everyone here. Just give them courage and strength like they've never known. Help them to know exactly what you would have each one of them do. Give them joy in the battle, mostly joy just in following you every step of the way. What an honor it is to be in your army. What an amazing, amazing honor. We will know forever that we were in this army and that you chose us. What an honor. Thank you that you brought us all together from literally the four corners of the earth, as it says that the angels would gather your chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. Thank you, Lord, that we're from all over and that we've joined together to fight this battle and to pray and to see what you are doing on this earth. We pray again for our wonderful President Trump. We pray for all these on the front lines. We pray for Mike Lindell, how he's fighting so hard and they've tried so hard to destroy him. And thank you that you've just given him such courage and resilience. It's just amazing. Thank you for him. Thank you for Bannon and how he just works so hard day after day after day to get this truth out. Thank you for Charlie Kirk and for just James O'Keefe, who's so funny and says he will never stop, never stop. Thank you for just all these amazing patriots. And I can't go through listing them all. Thank you for them. And all these who are doing evil, who have joined in league with the dark, the dark side, with the demons. We pray that they will not have another moment's peace. We pray that everything they touch will fail. We pray that everything that they do will expose them more and more. We pray that no weapon formed against your people will prosper. We pray that everyone will be completely safe, and everything that they attempt, that the evildoers attempt, will fail. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. Yes, don't forget, go to mypillow.com. I'm telling you, every time I think about my Mike Lindell, it just makes me weepy because he has fought so hard. So go to mypillow.com/Melly. He's got $25 specials on. Everybody gets something from him. He's actually got a flash sale on $9.50 for these slippers. Everybody go get some of these white slide sandals. $9.50 while they last. I think the color was different from what he had originally ordered. He says, okay, we'll just do it, and we'll just put them on a special sale. So, yeah, all these for $25 offers, and they've got buy one, get one free of the pillows right now. So let's support them as much as we can and just continue to be in prayer for them. And I think that's everything. I love you guys. Just pray for us on our trip. And that everything goes smoothly, and we'll just have an amazing time, and I know that we will. And it's time to go again. But I'll see you next time, right? And I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you later. All right, I'm going to play one more quick thing. Love you.